on the news line with us now. Erica Shames is back on the line. We spoke to her a couple of weeks ago, waiting for another podcast to come out with Susquehanna Life Out Loud. We already have the spring edition of Susquehanna Life in hand. Good morning, Erica. Thanks for checking in today.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for inviting me to come back. I always enjoy speaking with you.
You are president and publisher and founder of Susquehanna Life. Tell us about the podcast. What's the reaction you're hearing? How many folks are listening to it? And what's on the very latest podcast edition?
Sure. Well, I was approached by Peterson Toscano about doing a podcast. And the interesting thing was, in all of the realms of you know, possible directions for moving forward, I actually did not ever consider a podcast, and it's just not my my area of expertise, I guess. And Peterson is really, I would say, national caliber in terms of his radio voice and his ability to really communicate. You know, I communicate with the written word; he really communicates orally just so well. And the idea really was to offer people a companion to the written version of Susquehanna Life by producing an audio version. And I thought, wow, what a great idea. I mean, the idea of reaching people who already enjoy the magazine, but also reaching people who perhaps can't or don't want to read the magazine. So the podcast really is a companion to each issue of Susquehanna Life. So he had created a trial or a sample product, which I just thought was fantastic, and that is actually available for people to listen to as well. But the first real podcast was for the spring issue.
Well, and you can listen to it on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. So let folks know where you can find it. And what will you find if you look up the current edition? You're interviewing some national experts, really, on the topic of coronavirus.
Yeah. I mean, Peterson had completed the podcast, and this was all before COVID-19. And we were about to release it, and all of a sudden we kind of looked at each other and said, oh my, we really need to address COVID-19 and offer our listeners some advice, some strategies, some, you know, real-world kind of guidance for how to move forward with COVID-19. So, you know, Peterson does a lot of podcasts for organizations and businesses all over the country. So he had the opportunity to contact a healthcare specialist that he had worked for before, or worked with before, and she just was fantastic in offering, especially guidance on how to deal with COVID-19 in a rural environment. You know, we hear so much on the news about dealing with it in big cities, but there are some, you know, specific strategies for dealing with it in our rural area.
Tell us that for Susquehanna Life, whether it's the magazine or just Susquehanna Life in general, this is the latest evolution and change and, you know, upgrade, I guess, common sense upgrade to make sure that Susquehanna Life is 100% relevant each
year.
That
is a really good way to put it. That's exactly what it is. You know, we're always looking for ways to move forward and, as you say, keep the magazine relevant. And for a lot of people, the print magazine does that very well. But, you know, people are on the go. They don't have the time that perhaps it sometimes takes to sit in an easy chair, although that's a little bit different now. I think people have nothing but time. But anyway, sometimes people don't have the time to sit down and read an entire issue. So the podcast can be enjoyed, you know, in your car, on the way somewhere. It can be enjoyed, you know, from your smartphone, from your computer. So there's all kinds of additional ways to access the Susquehanna Life information, if you will, than just the written version.
Well, and I think, you know, you said a lot of people have more time, but a lot of people have less time. You know, we think of essential workers who are still either working the normal schedule. Some folks are working a lot more. So then the podcast is, you know, ideal. Maybe follow them around a little bit, and you kind of get more out of it. What is in the spring issue? Give folks a good glimpse of it if they haven't seen it yet. It's been out for a couple weeks, but what's in that issue? I remember the gardens article. article myself, but what else?
Yeah, well, in every issue, we do try to feature a lot of outdoor activities. And in the spring issue, that is no exception. We talk about a really neat chainsaw carving event, which unfortunately was canceled. But the event up in the Elk Country area really evolved from a backyard kind of situation to one of the biggest chainsaw carving events in the country. We also have an article about five Susquehanna Greenway hikes. You know, people are always asking us, they want to get out on a hike or they want to get out on the river, but sometimes that information isn't obvious. So we offer five different hikes all over the region that, you know, vary in length and difficulty. That I would really say there's something for everyone there.
Well, I was talking about the eight must-see gardens, some of which I've already been to, but the rest I didn't even know about. So
that's good. That's definitely the one of the ideas behind the magazine. We really do try to provide information that people, even, you know, people who say they've lived here all their lives that they've never heard of. So that makes me feel good that even though you knew about some of them, you didn't know about all of them.
Yeah, who knew about Creekside Gardens in Tunkhannock? That's, we're going to make a destination out of that. And
try
to get some paddling in and stuff and try to, you know, make a road trip out of it. Well, I'll give you the last word, just anything else to say. SusquehannaLife.com, if folks aren't familiar with that website, Podbean is really the go-to place for Susquehanna Life Out Loud, the podcast, but you can download it on some of those other sites that I mentioned. But go ahead and give us an additional remark that kind of sums up what you've been doing this spring and then what will be in the summer issue, too.
Sure. Well, I'd love to address, I guess, the difficulty, the difficult decision that I had to make in even deciding whether we could or should publish a summer issue. And I say that because, you know, we always work very far in advance, and when the time came to make that decision, things were getting very bad. I mean, you know, social distancing, businesses closing their doors to the public, and I had a real, I guess, quandary about whether I could or should publish a summer issue. And we started getting all kinds of emails and letters and phone calls from readers saying how much Susquehanna Life meant to them. And this was in direct response to my column that was in the spring issue. And it's kind of funny to look back now, but this was all before COVID-19, and I was offering readers a way to cope with the winter, you know, cope with seasonal affective disorder. And I urged people to look at their life and treat every day as though it were precious, and treat every day as though it might be their last. And I didn't mean to say it in a morbid way. I said it more in a way to urge people to really appreciate their lives. And this arrived in people's laps just as they were coping with COVID-19. Hmm. And it was bizarre the way the two things kind of coalesced, but on that basis of people really letting me know what the magazine meant to them and how it helped them, that made me decide that I needed to publish the summer issue. So I am really excited, especially about the summer issue, because it was made under that kind of, I don't want to say duress, but under that kind of umbrella.
Well,
but I don't want to spoil the surprise. The summer issue really is at the printer right now. So I would urge people, the publication date is June 3rd. I would urge people who aren't subscribers to subscribe. We are still closed to the public, our office, but you can subscribe online, SusquehannaLife.com. And I would urge you, if you're not already a reader, to read. And if you're not a reader and you don't enjoy reading, you can certainly listen to the podcast.
at SusquehannaLife.com. Well, we'll talk to you in a month when the summer issue comes out. We'll get Peterson involved and make sure that we get this podcast brought up and talked about still further. Thank you so much, Erica. Thank you always for your help and your time and all you're doing and who you are. This magazine exudes Erica as you go through it, so I always appreciate seeing what Erica's thinking and doing. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate all you do.
Erica Shames, president, publisher, founder of Susquehanna Life magazine on Susquehanna Life Out Loud and the podcast talking about COVID-19 in its latest issue.